Okay, hello, hello. I'm saying hello very quickly because I do add this to a podcast on Podbeam. So I have to talk like right away, or else the people are like, there's a long pause and there's silence. Hey, okay, we've got one person. Hello, another. Get in here. Okay, you guys. I have not got a notification that I'm live yet. So let's just see here. Just waiting. Waiting. Hello, hello. Can you live viewer comment show up on? This is an example. Yeah, I want to see the comments. Where are the comments? Let's see. Make some comments. Can I see you guys? Oh, there you are. Hello, Madeline, Josh, Joshua, Isaac. Hey guys, can you guys hear me? I always ask if you can hear me because I've actually done a live before where like I was on mute the whole time. People are like, what are you doing? Like, we can't hear you. And I was just going off. I was just passionate and no one could hear what I was saying. So it's important for me to ask, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Come in, come in. Hello, hello. Okay, all right. Okay, I have not gone live in like forever. So greetings, greetings. I've done a lot of satire. And I even did a dark one. I don't know if you guys caught that one. Sometimes when I do the dark ones, people are like, I don't know what to think. I did the minister of truth, the ministry of truth. I can't even believe that's happening. I mean, like, what? I want to do one on 1984. I have the book and I read that in high school, so I'm kind of like skimming over it again to remember stuff in it, but I won't, but next one needs to be on something like that. But I wanted to come live and just talk about the huge news dropping, like huge news. So it was leaked. I don't even know if I need to repeat this, but for those of you that are just now waking up, you went to bed early last night. Yeah, you might have had a few cocktails. I don't know, but you're just now waking up. Welcome. Some news dropped like in the evening. Was it evening yesterday? That an opinion piece was leaked by Justice Alito, which basically said that they're going to be overturning Roe v. Wade, which is just a monumental landmark, huge, gigantic, whoa, huge news. So I'm thrilled. I'm pro-life. I'm like, yes, we're gonna save some babies. Praise God. Millions and millions of babies have been aborted since Roe v. Wade. And basically what this decision is going to do is it's going to toss it back to the states. The states now will decide whether they want to murder babies in the womb or not. And this is huge, but this is only the first step. Like being pro-life, it's like we have to keep the pressure on. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's about life, right? It's about protecting life. And a baby in the womb is a living human being. It's alive. For all the science people out there, we believe in science. Well, science says that a baby in the womb is a human being and it's alive and it's got a heartbeat and it feels pain. And so this is huge. This is absolutely huge. I'm thrilled. My parents called me last night, completely ecstatic. They're like, "Oh my God!" And my family, we're all just I'm one of seven kids. Okay, so there's a, they're all like, "Yeah, this is huge." So everyone's celebrating, and of course, me being me, I automatically go to, well, how does this like, strategic? Like that's just I'm strategy mindset. I'm just designed that way. So immediately I'm like, okay, what is this going to do over the course of the next 6 months? And of course, this is going to energize the left. I believe it will energize the left, but not to the extent that they're hoping it will, because this news was supposed to drop in June. Okay, this decision was supposed to come down in June, and it's been leaked. It's been leaked a whole month early. And they even said June to late to July. So the left, like they're you're gonna see crazy rabid, right? You're gonna see the most disgusting human activity, evil
come out of humans over the course of the next, you know, I would say 3 to 4 months. But eventually, like, that kind of tapers, right? We saw that with the riots. Remember the riots? Everybody was lighting everything on fire over the summers of 2020. And it was just like, let's burn everything down. Let's destroy America. And then it kind of, you know, it was like, okay, like that, you know, it stopped. So I do believe that whoever the leaker is, you should have leaked this a little later, because I think we're going to see, we're seeing outrage now. Like, I mean, they're already getting outside the Supreme Court and they're like, my body, my choice, women's rights, which is funny that they're even saying women's rights, because isn't it birthing persons? I mean, isn't that what, isn't it birthing person? So now are we going to suddenly label what a woman is? Because, you know, what Justice Jackson, who's now, you know, going to be on the Supreme Court. Is she on the Supreme Court? I think she's on it. I don't even know. Because my husband and I were debating that. Like, because when you look up, I don't think she's, somebody let me know. Somebody give me that information. But she couldn't define a woman, right? So now we're suddenly hearing women's rights again. But like, what is a woman if you can't tell us what a woman is? It was a birthing person. So is it birthing person rights? Are you going to be like rewrite, like changing all your flyers and your banners and your, I mean, there's so much I could do with this. That's satire right there. See, that's my creative head going, okay, here we go. Because that birthing person, right? So now it's women's rights, women's reproductive, and you're trying to say, you know, my body, my choice. But it wasn't that through all of COVID, was it? I mean, no, you have to inject yourself with this experimental vaccine or else you're going to lose your job. And we don't care about your body. But now suddenly it's back to my body, my choice. I mean, the hypocrisy here is just, that's the left, though. That's the left. So I always come back like, will this affect the election? And the Democrats are losing so badly. They've done such a poor, horrible, pathetic job. I mean, inflation is skyrocketing. People are paying more for gas. Their wallets are hurting. And when that is affected, that's how people vote. It's the economy. Okay, it comes back to the economy and pending war. I mean, when you got, you know, Russia out there that like seriously is talking about using nuclear weapons, I mean, that's just kind of funny because all of that's being overshadowed by birthing person rights. But Russia's like legit talking about nuclear war. Like, that's not, I'm serious. So you got pending nuclear war out there. You've got economy like crashing, possibly going into recession. When a recession hits, people stop spending money altogether. Like, just if you're like economy 101, right? People stop spending. They stop going out to eat. That hurts the restaurant industry. They stop vacationing. That hurts all of the hospitality industry. They stop flying. That hurts the whole airlines industry. I mean, literally everything gets hit and it's bad. And if you stay in a recession for a period of time, you move into a depression. So this is what happens when Democrats are in charge of our economy, okay? Seriously, this is just to give you an idea. They're like, let's spend more money. And just so you know, and then an open border. They're like, let's spend more money and open up the border. Let's do that and just bring as many people in here as possible. Do they need to be vetted? No. Do they want to destroy our country? Maybe. I don't care. Could they be terrorists? Possibly. Bring them in. Let's do this. Let's destroy this country. That's what they're doing right now. And it's and if you're halfway awake, like even just halfway, you're like, this doesn't look good. Like, I thought I was a Democrat, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I like being able to pay my bills. Maybe I like when gas prices were lower. Maybe I like knowing that people coming into our country have been vetted and they have good intentions. Maybe I don't like people overdosing on fentanyl. I don't know. Maybe I'm not as left as I thought I was. Well, this has been a wonderful picture for you in case you haven't been paying. This is it. This is what it looks like. And now you get to see the left, the far left, go full bat crap crazy, because it's about to get nuts. I'm telling you, these people that want to murder babies are rabid, and they it's a whole new level of anger and hate that's about to be unleashed, okay? And they're trying to, they're going to do it to try to intimidate you. Don't be intimidated by these people, okay? You stand right up to them. Don't let them come at you. You hold your ground, because it's not even the person that you're dealing with in front of you, right? This is a I come back to this. It's a spiritual battle that we're in. It's demonic. When you're looking at somebody that believes that it's okay, and just so you know, here in Colorado, they are our governor, okay, Jared Polis, legalized abortion up to 40 weeks, okay? In Boulder, you can go murder your baby at 40 weeks gestation. That's evil. There's no other word for it. It's straight evil. It's satanic, okay? It's satanic. It's a blood sacrifice to the demonic realm is what it is. Like, I'm just going to say it. That's what it is. Okay? So, and these people are passionate about it, okay? They're like, it is a religion to them. It is a sacrifice to them, and they are willing to, you're going to see, it's going to get crazy. It's going to get crazy. But do not be intimidated. Okay, because we're not to have a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Sound mind is you got God on your side, all right? Because we do have God on our side. We have the creator of the universe on our side. Why is he on our side? Because he's the creator of life, right? The creator of life is pro-life. Always has been, always will be. Satan, since the beginning of time, has despised God. Well, since he fell from heaven, he's despised God. And what does he want to do? His mission is to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay? Abortion doesn't just destroy a baby in the womb. It destroys the mother's life. I know people that have had abortions, and they are haunted to this day. They're not at peace. They are constantly embattled inside and tormented inside. And if you are watching and you have had an abortion, I want you to know that God loves you, that he forgives you, and that you do not have to side with the rabid left because you made a choice that now you are deeply regretful of. Because that's another thing I see. You talk to women that have had an abortion, and then they're like, well, I feel like I can't say anything. You can. You can. In fact, you should. You should. That you are called to. You are called to speak up. And let this message empower you to speak up and to have a say. Because the left, they want to intimidate you into silence. And you cannot cower, right? The only way to stand up to a bully is to stand up to a bully. You can't be like, you got to stand up to them and do not back down. We hold our ground. So that's pretty much what I want to say. I don't have a long message here, but I want to empower people, because as we head into this election, it's going to ramp up. It's going to get crazy. And this is going to be their message. It's going to be all about birthing person rights, which is just funny. But I think people are going to see through it, right? And just to be clear for all the complete lies by the mainstream media saying that overturning Roe v. Wade eliminates abortion. I wish it did, but it doesn't. Okay. It's going to be kicked back to the states. The states will then decide whether they're going to allow abortion or not. So that's a lie too. They're like, oh, it's ending abortion, you know, and I'm already seeing these crazy videos of women that are just losing their minds. And this is why I love God so much, because He makes it clear, right? Like, God is not the author of confusion. The Bible says that. He's not the author of confusion. So, I know a lot of people that have been, it's been a gray zone. It's been muddied, right? They really hated Trump, and he really bothered them because he was just a bull in a china shop, and he said things that they didn't like. And so they swung left, right? They swung left. And now they're over here in Leftville, and they're like, I don't know if I belong here. I don't think I do. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff you guys are spewing. And why I love God so much is God is making it clear, right? He's making it clear So you're not like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. He's going to make it so clear that you will see full evil on display. And that is your opportunity to really decide where you stand and what you believe in, right? You cannot say you're pro-life and vote for people that want to legislate murder for those in the womb. You can't. It's a complete contradiction. You are contradicting every single thing you say you believe in. You're either for life or you're against life. And God, like even, I mean, Jesus said, you can't be lukewarm. If you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. So it's this is what we're seeing right now. We're seeing clarity, right? We're seeing clarity. I mean, what have we seen from the left? We've seen the left want to talk to kindergartners about sex. Like, what? What is that? Like, that is so, we have seen the left want to eliminate women's sports. They want biological men playing in women's sports. That's going to eliminate women's sports. We see the left pushing and pushing and pushing all of this garbage, this junk, this darkness that's completely contradictory to the light and love of Jesus. And so it's becoming more and more clear, right? It's not like, I just don't know. No, you know. And that's just so God. And that's why I love him so much. Because like when this went down last night, I was like, you are just making it so clear. Like, and that's just what he wants to do because he loves us. He loves us. He loves us so much that he doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants everyone to know him. And so he's making it clear. He doesn't want you to be like, well, I didn't know. I didn't know that when I was voting for that person that I was like, you know, secure. Your voice is your vote. Okay. Your voice is your vote. And you are accountable. You will stand before God. You are accountable. This is what's so crazy. It's like civilization right now is like living like there's no God. There is a God. There is a God in heaven, and he does have an opinion. He knew us before he formed us. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. And he placed you in a body that he created. You were perfectly and wonderfully designed by him. And he loves you. And he wants this to be easy for you to see light and darkness. He's not making it difficult. I mean, at this point, if you're still like, I just don't know. He's making it so clear. And that's what's so awesome about him. It's like, okay. And it's going to become more clear over the course of the summer. You're going to see the radical, radical, rabid, demonic come into play. And you're going to see it on display. And he's just going to, it's like God saying, okay, is this what you want? Are you aligning with this? Are you on this team? Or are you over here with life and love and goodness? I mean, I just love it because God is, he's making it easy. He is, he's making it easy. So it is going to ramp up. But at the end of the day, I do think it's going to come back to the economy. And I don't think that the people at the helm of the ship right now have any just basic economic 101, any knowledge at all on what to do right now. Instead of not spending, they're like, let's keep spending. In fact, I just heard this statistic. They're giving like an additional billions and billions to Ukraine, okay, to defend their border. We're spending twice as much on Ukraine's border as we are on our own. Like, that's what they're doing. Okay. So I think that as people begin to hurt more financially and they begin to see the border open up, like they want to open it up, and they just see, I mean, they've seen the mass indoctrination being pushed by the left in our schools. We're seeing Disney get hit hard. We're seeing Netflix get hit hard. It's all coming out. It's being vomited out on display. And I think that anybody that's really paying attention, that has a heart for God, that has a heart for the good, they're going to be like, no, I can't align with this. I can't. And I think we're still going to have a good landslide sweep in November to take back this country. So, that's my hope. And that's honestly what I think right now, as far as we see, but keep your eye on Russia, because they're like, we've got nukes, which is terrifying. I mean, when you really think about it, it's like, what? And they're honestly talking about it. And Biden is sending more weapons and money over to Ukraine. And at some point, my concern is that Russia's going to say, hey, you know, you're in this war. This is a war and you're in it. And and Biden slipped up. Didn't he slip up and say he's training people over there? So at the end of the day, you just got to pray that God has us. He has you. He has your family. And you're born for this time. And that's what I come back to. We're born for this time. And what a time to be alive, honestly. And do not let up. Don't be intimidated by this junk that the left, they try to be all crazy and wide-eyed and foaming at the mouth. And you just look it straight. Because you know what you're dealing with, right? You know, it's a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And so it's not even the person that's standing in front of you that's just crazy screaming, my body, my choice. You're actually dealing in the spiritual realm, right? So know that. Always remember that and combat that with prayer. Never underestimate the power of prayer. Oh my goodness, there's so much power in prayer. Mountains can be moved with prayer, right? And God moves when we pray. So, all right, you guys. That's my quick comments on that. Leave me your comments. Shout out to my patrons. I do have supporters that support me. They support my videos, and I'm so thankful for you guys. I do. At times you get a little like, is anyone paying it? Does this matter? Does anyone care? Is this reaching people? And I always come back to my support my support system, which are my patrons and my Facebook supporters as well, that keep going. Keep going. So that's what we do, right? We keep running the race. We run the race. And this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Pace yourself. You can burn out. So take time out. Spend time with God. Spend time with your family. Be present to the people right in front of you. At the end of the day, that's really what matters. It's about souls, saving souls, right? That's the only thing we can take with us after we're gone. So God bless you guys. And hey, keep praying, and we're going to see how this all unfolds. All right. Talk later. Bye, guys.